This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, you know, we're in the wee hours of the night and we're just kicking around ideas and kind of going, say, like, what, like, how do we shake it up? What? Go ahead. Yeah. You can say whatever you want. You can say anything to me. Literally say anything to me and I will respond with kindness and with acceptance.
I love how much stuff you do at night. So we're always sharing stories and I just love like how much of the big events in your life are happening in these tiny little hours of the night.
And obviously you can say that to me and you did say that to me. And let me respond with kindness, love, and acceptance. Thank you for saying that. I think it's so important to discover what your peak creative time is.
Yes.
And for me, it's the teensiest wee little hours. It's the ones, 4's too big, 3's even too big. It's really just two. So I
Do you know
was
what mine
doing
is?
In the, no.
Sorry, did that make you mad?
No, I had to really think because I thought, honestly, I'm mad at myself. I go, I should know what Hayes's is. Here he is, my creative partner. I'm responding to everything he says with kindness and acceptance. Oh.
But I'll tell you, mine is blunch.
Blunch. Yeah, blunch. So
people say brunch. You brunch. Surely you mean brunch. Mine is a little later than brunch.
Blunch. It's right almost, after brunch.
It's basically lunch.
When they close the brunch menu down, you immediately are seated.
Yes. It's too early for... It to really be, it's like 11:45 a.m. It's like, well, this is pretty early for lunch, but it's.
Well, so yours is blunch. So I, whatever. I mean, I was going to tell a little story, but we really don't
whatever.
Have to
who
do
fucking
that. Like,
gives
we
a
don't.
Shit?
Who fucking,
fucking cares?
Cares? What the fuck is the show? You know, I was going to tell a story about the things I was doing in the wee hours. It doesn't matter. You know, what matters is I'm here. I'm with you. I'm seeing you. I'm accepting you.
I see you.
Oh my God. Thank you. We've seen each other and we're seeing a big guest, aren't we?
Yes. And I love to see this man and I look on him with kindness and love and acceptance and gratitude and love. Yasser.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later. Bye. What's up, guys?
So that
phone call.
How is it that we only heard
I mean, that makes sense, but do you guys have rolling office chairs? It feels like you don't. It feels like you're pretty stationary.
No, I'm actually, well, if you'd like to.
Oh, no, see, that's more of a lean. You're leaning. You see, again.
I'd be rolling around. One. I don't have the space
sir,
for it to
one.
Go very far.
Okay, but.
If this is what makes you comfortable, rolling office chair coming up.
No, it's more about the deflection because like when you're busy, you know, I'm on 6 TV shows. When you're busy, you don't have time to, it's not always about standing up. Does that make sense? Like a lot of people are like, I got to get to here. They stand up and they go there. And it's like, what about Roland?
So you kind of I love this topic, but you're blowing by something that's really interesting to me. Talk about being on 60 V shows. And for people who don't know, V shows are this is live footage of someone losing their virginity.
Yeah.
So It's uh-huh. when somebody cashes in their V card. Mm-hmm. That's a V show. And you've been on 60 V shows.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And thanks for bringing that up. So not a lot of guys are a virgin multiple times. And see, that's that's where it gets tricky. Because people think it's me deflowering. And it's like, no, no, no. I'm the virgin.
Yeah.
Every time.
Six times.
60.
60. Yes. Well, six times in one episode. You guys are right. you're jumping ahead.
Sorry.
And also there's some unaired episodes. So when I come in there, it's like I'm quivering. I'm crying. I'm covered in flop sweat. And people are like, it feels like you've done
sobbing.
This before.
Yes.
And I'm just like, never. I've never done it like this before. Mm-hmm. Not even close. Mm-hmm. You know? And so... And that's one of the powerful. Reasons why I have the rolling chairs. I need to save my legs for the V shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasts for your virginity being gone lasts for like how long until it comes back?
And it's like a, and I don't want to get into the science of it because there is like a Wolverine sort of regenerative thing that happens. But emotionally, I don't know, like, in a few hours. It's like, because here's the thing. Now, people don't think about this. It's back to back to back. You know what I mean? Like, it is. You're not. And that's another thing that
I wasn't thinking about it. But
like, as we all know, when we all lost our virginity, it's like you lose it. You go out there. You get some Gatorade. You come back in. You handle it again. Mm-hmm. You know? And like for someone like me, like, again, like I wipe off that sweat. I look them in their eyes. And that's the other thing is that like you're moving between genders, you know, because
God, of course,
you know, I've lost
60
it as,
different with the
I've
same
lost
gender.
It as different genders. They've lost it as different. Like, you know, you got a hit in ways that you never thought possible. And so like, I get in my rolling chair. I roll from set one to set two. And it's, you know, it's usually a bedroom to a kitchen to a living
room. It's a series of cubicles that are, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
A gurneyed hospital room, you know, and you just go from, curtained room to curtained room to curtain room, you know, and they're just laid up. I slide out the rolling chair, do my thing. I put those little hospital bed metal guards down, and then I just roll out, back in the chair.
First.
Yeah, I mean this sincerely. I haven't walked longer than 12 steps in maybe 13 years.
Wow. Those numbers are so close together.
I know it feels like
to.
But here's the thing, it's just like had you asked me last year, it would have been a bigger. Yeah, it would have been the same. And then next year it'll be bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, sir, we are not here to talk about you losing your virginity every day multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
We are here to talk about, first we're here to say hi to Jordan. Hello, Jordan. And she's like, when are they going to say hi to me?
No one's saying hi to me.
Hi, everyone.
Jay?
Hi.
Hey.
Yasser, do you like music?
Oh, God. Here's the thing. I got to be honest. Like, I love the way music moves people. It's not for me. Like, I like breakfast.
Great. Okay. Breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner, right?
Yeah.
Paul like,
you know, people are like, have you heard this song? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this waffle, like, I'm moved by waffles. Like, I know some people are like, you know, like the truest way to protest is like let music move through you and get out there. And like people like bang drums at protests. Like I come and I'll just have like a styrofoam container and I open that up and there'll be a bagel with some lox. And it's like, I'm like, this also gets you through it.
Well, and my thing too is like, I'm similar to you. And I'll say like, I'll be like, oh, I'm a big fan of Drake. And people assume that I'm listening to his music. I've never heard a word. I'm a fan of the French toast that he makes.
Yes.
He makes a crunchy French toast and it's dipped in cornflakes.
Yes, because he's Canadian and he has so much crunchy French influence. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's right there. I mean, France is part of, it's in the bones of Canada, you know?
Well, you know, they're always, it's like a going back and forth thing. Like they pop on over. Mm-hmm. Like Canadians are always in France and French people are always in Canada. They're just popping back and forth.
Oh, it's incestuous.
Yeah.
It's highly incestuous.
Yeah, so Jordan, today, you do not have a BA in vocal performance. Out of respect for our friend Yasser and like approaching him with love and gratitude, you have a BA in breakfast studies from Breakfast Academy, mm-hmm. which is what BA stands for today.
The BA stands for Breakfast Academy, please.
Yeah. This is perfect because my favorite food is breakfast food.
That's not a favorite food.
Okay.
Why can't it be a favorite food?
A favorite food is not breakfast food.
A category of favorite foods. Breakfast.
That's right. Yeah.
There okay.
And like, here's the thing, Jordan, and I know like you're coming in on a pretty aggressive note, but I can like, and you're a woman, so can you name 12 breakfast foods right now and like try to impress men?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Waffles.
Okay.
Pancakes.
Started off real strong. You kind of stole waffles from Yasser, but I'll give it to you.
Orange juice.
Okay.
That's
toast. A drink.
Okay. Butter.
Less counts. Foodie, but okay.
So a syrup.
Okay, it's getting really dicey really fast.
Powdered sugar.
Yeah. It feels like you're gonna move into like a carbonara space pretty soon, and that's
I thought he sort of gave
dinner.
You a bit of a meatball right over the
ham
there and
ham ambiguous, but it counts.
Grits,
yes.
Hash browns.
Okay.
I gave you 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that needs to make up for the fact that you said orange juice.
Orange juice, orange syrup, juice. And powdered sugar.
When do you drink orange juice in the morning during breakfast?
Literally anytime.
But that was actually a test that Yasser did, Jordan, which is you never, when men ask you to name 12 breakfast foods,
you got to do it.
No, well, I was.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm with Hayes. I was going to say the same thing you're saying, Hayes. Say
I was going to say. Then that's
Hayes,
not.
Say what Yasser was going to say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do it, but then leave. You have to drop that guy. That guy does it, like is not the kind of guy that will support you.
I can't
like,
be friends with Yasser anymore.
This was a test.
Yeah,
and even when he said right after that it wasn't a test in that in that way, it actually was. And so now you know. Sure, rattle off the 12 breakfast foods, but then
I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta walk.
You can be friends with him because he's. I mean, this isn't a real life scenario. This is a test scenario.
Right.
You're at Breakfast Academy right now.
Right.
Okay, got it. Do I need to know anything else at Breakfast Academy? Because I didn't know I gotta leave.
You have to leave in the sense that we want you to find someone better.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say something real quick? It feels like someone who's like pretty deep in Breakfast Academy to just orange juice again just feels like, what are they teaching?
I love orange juice though.
We all love orange juice. We all love it. I can't believe we're talking about this still. Can we move on?
But please. I would say, like, this goes back to the question of what's your favorite food. If you responded orange juice, that would be wrong, right?
Right.
Or if you responded powdered sugar, for example, that would also be wrong. Or syrup.
That would have fucked me up.
So
if you said powdered sugar, that would fuck me up.
Your answers, and then again, you're going to be leaving right after this, but your answers as you name the 12 breakfast foods, each of them has to be an answer to the question, what's your favorite food?
Right.
Yeah. A possible answer. And again, the answer, breakfast food, your answer to what's your favorite food can't have the word food in it.
Mm. Right. And you need to think about that for real before, like, test.
I don't mean to quibble. Angel food cake.
It can be in the middle. Mm-hmm. It can't end in food.
It can't end with food. That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Dog Jordan, food, I guess. If your favorite food's dog food. If it's dog food, you could have food at the end.
Okay.
If that's really your favorite food.
Okay.
That's Jordan, to honor Kevin.
Do better.
Yeah, and now name 5 breakfast foods for dogs.
Dog food.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
How about this, Jordan? I'm going to give you one right now. It's called eggs. It's called ham.
You give your dog all that?
Salmon. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I took my dog eggs this morning.
It's called chocolate.
No, you know what? No, that's not
it's
what you
called chocolate covered onions.
It's called grapes. It's called chocolate and grapes.
That's how you get them to eat their onions, okay?
You give them the chocolate first, and then you ram an onion down their throat.
This is a really weird class in the Breakfast Academy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what you pay for online stuff, you know? Look, it's... you get
welcome
you
to
get.
The future.
Yeah. And it feels weird that, yes, technically we're sponsored by Harvard. But... we're innovators.
Breakfast Academy had a huge outbreak and had to go online only.
100% of the instructors at Breakfast Academy.
Well, because they kept putting...
we did test positive.
Well, they used actual bats in the batter. That was like no one was expecting that. They were putting ground batter in the batter. And we all thought it was a fun
they
little
thought it
game.
Was clever.
They thought it was clever.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Yeah, pancake batter, and then it was like, but it's bat. Yeah,
Halloween maybe.
There was a similar joke they did. Well, like I know I was guilty as anyone of laughing my fucking ass off at this, but they gave all the students ant sandwiches, and said you guys can't catch it now. And the students said, oh, why can't we catch it? And they said, because you got the antibodies.
Oh God.
And like, yeah, we loved that.
Yeah, I laughed at that.
But we were really sick.
No, it's not. Yes, it's funny. It's clever. It's awesome. But you can get sick, especially if your only defense is like, instead of like a mask and social distancing and all the things we're being told to do, if you just eat ants and say, oh, I've got the antibodies.
Right. And then when you actually want to take some vitamins... your lips are blistered from getting stung by ants and bit by ants.
Because the ants are alive.
It's No one talks about
that. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But I it's one of the most fulfilling teaching experiences of my life.
Wouldn't trade it for anything. Change a thing.
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest, like I don't want to turn my camera, but you guys would see literally a trunk full of ants in the corner of my room. And they're just kind of, you're kind of going haywire. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird. When there's a lot of them, you can hear them, you know. They're making noise.
I just don't live my life with regrets. You know what I mean? Because even like eating the ants, putting bat in the batter, like all those choices are what made me who I am today. And I'm sorry, I love me. So I'm not exactly going to look back and go like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't do this. It's like, no, when I look in the mirror, hey, I like that guy. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, mister. You know,
hey,
I like shake your hand.
Hey, you may not have done it everyone else's way, but you did it your way.
Yeah. Kevin, can you say that too, please?
Every day I look in the mirror and say.
You say that as well?
Good morning, mister.
No, say to Sean that you like him.
And I like you too, Sean.
Okay, your internet sucks. It's dog shit.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's truly... and there's like...
can you hear me now?
Yeah, but there's no point in listening. Does that make sense? Like, we can hear you, but it's like it doesn't...
I've heard that one before.
Can we move on? Is that cool? Are you guys cool with moving on?
I'd love to move on.
Yeah.
Jordan got a BA. Kevin got a fucking CA, and the C stands stand for clown ass.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, yes.
Yeah. Do you have Wi-Fi or lo-fi? Hello. Hello. Buddy. Like, I want to come to your house and kill you right now. You know?
No,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I think everyone, that's the one thing we all agreed on. Like, for the first time, it's like, yeah, we should, like, I would love to go over there and put a knife, like, in your throat.
We did. I think the last episode we did was about, we went to Kevin's house and we did kick his ass.
Kick his ass, yeah.
And
yeah.
So just for, like, variety, and because we have this other thing that we do have to do, which is, yes, of course, it is Emmys. Everyone is, like, talking, and this is, we gotta do this. The Emmys
awards.
Yes, we America is looking for hope, and hope. It's like we, it's like no, what, and we have to be better now and give us the Emmys, please. And okay, we are doing this.
The Emmys are happening. We're producing it. Yasser, myself, and Hayes. Obviously, we've had a lot of success in the past producing awards shows like this. This will be unlike any other. We're in, you know, this isn't the before times, is it?
I would say in these strange and unprecedented times. That's what I would say if we had to talk just about these times. I would just say, ooh, I would go. And I'd get real close. I'd say in these strange and unprecedented times. That's it, just like that.
I like to say, I go, and I always kind of pause in the middle like this. I go, in this moment we're having.
Oh.
But I always do the little,
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Because that's where you find it. See, that's like one of those Sean moments in the middle of the night. It's like, yes. Oh, yeah. we found it right there, right there in that
in the liminal space.
And I don't need to tell that story, you know. We're so far past that.
So far, really, really far. Yasser, so we did have to. Either we're like they want us to do this. We, of course, there's always a negotiating stage. There is some changes to the format. Yasser insisted that there be an Emmys for modeling. Or like one award within the thing. So right now, I don't know if people know this, that didn't exist.
Right, right.
Okay, so it's like best TV, best...
longest show.
Yeah.
What'd you
and
say?
And again, longest show. And it's like which one, it's not like which one's longest running. It's just like when you take the minutes of an episode, it's like... This one was 22 with commercials. Mm-hmm. This one, ooh, there's a Netflix show. This is just a willy-nilly 34. And it's like that one would win.
That would win.
Love outright. On Netflix.
Love on Netflix.
They did a 34-minute episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're like, we go back and retroactively give Emmys to things we're like, huh, that was weird. Like, remember when they used to curse on NYPD Blue for no reason? We're just going to go back and we're going to go.
They showed gentleman's butt.
They showed that weird guy's old wagon.
They'd show the wagon. We go, we maybe should have been paying attention to this at the Emmys. Thank you.
Yeah. Here you go. Here you go. You know where to put that Emmy and that butt.
Go ahead and put it right on the up big in butt, there. Detective Sipowicz.
Yeah.
Just sitting it like. Like Kim K right on the ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking that Emmy right on the mantle.
That's your Emmy shelf.
Yeah. And there, I'm doing a special like there's like a lot of rap getting involved right now in TV. And so there's also the M&M's. That's a side thing.
Yeah.
And
now's the time. Can I just say thank you?
Well,
at long last.
But here's the thing. Not a lot of people are talking about it. White rappers only. And I know people are like, Yasser, why?
You're
saying white rappers only? And I'm like, look, man, I got to stay true to the game. And if it's going to be white rappers, it's going to be white rappers. You know what I mean? So a lot of people, they're not digging that part of it. But I think once they see it, so much of this stuff is in practice.
Well, and almost all of them are from that. VH1 show that was like, you know, America's Next Great Rapper. So it if you recall, so MC Search was the host.
Right.
And they would do a rap competition where it would be like, okay, you got to help Bushwick Bill make his new video. And then when they lost their battle at the end, if they were up for elimination, they would walk outside and throw their shoes over the telephone wire as a symbol of like, these guys are gone.
Right.
So Sully, obviously from that show, was named specifically, I cannot recall, but he's going to be, I think, probably winning most of the Emmys.
Right. Yeah.
And then we'll get, obviously there's other white rappers. We'll get some of them too, but
Well, we're also using just, as a nomination tool to get people more involved, one of Sean King's old mixtapes. And that's just to get more people to be like, oh, now I get it. Because a lot of people don't get it with white rappers. And then you're like, listen to this. And they go,
this is fire. This is fire.
Yeah.
You, of course, haven't heard it. You don't listen to music, but.
No. And I mean this sincerely. A lot of people don't do this. A lot of people listen to music and they will listen to an instrumental version of something. I take out the music and just listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool for me, you know. And again, not to like a cadence of anything. I have someone literally read a lyric sheet just in their own voice. I make sure that they don't split up any stanzas or anything. And very much like the same way you would listen to like the audiobook, like White Teeth. You know,
yes.
That's how I've heard every song in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the auditory equivalent of like a bowl of mush.
Right. Yeah. Like, so I had a much different experience with that Megan Thee Stallion Cardi B song. Like, I was like, this is cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, who wrote this? Toni Morrison? You know? I can't tell. Again, like what I will say, do I think it was a little weird that it was read by Roxane Gay? Sure. But I liked it. I liked it. So what are we going to do? And that's just part of the Emmys. That's my contribution. It's called silent music.
There were a lot of spaces where we were going to have music, and your idea was to play the video of The Rock telling everyone that he got COVID in each of those sections where we were going to have, because we had some pretty big bands that wanted to perform, especially like one of the advantages of like doing this stuff over Zoom is people can just set up, you know, at their home where they're comfortable and
but then I came in and I said, actually, you need to be in LA. So there was a lot of flights here. And then I went, this isn't working. Pack it up. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Cue up that vid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll be playing that video. I think as it stands, that video is going to be played about 14 times throughout the course of the evening's awards ceremony.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty powerful.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of it. Like, I know in talking about it in description, you're like, what? Like, that sounds pretty boring. But like, first of all, let me say, I'm like a god with iMovie. So like, you're going to watch this. We're going to punch in. We're going to see the Rock's face close up. Uh-huh. And that's just one of the takes. Then another take, we're just going to like be in on one of his arms, like just kind of like bulging.
You can punch in on any part.
Right.
I've seen that. But
yeah. And so like, and then there's also,
I feel like I'm watching God himself. When
right.
I see you get on the keys with that iMovie program, and I'm like, well, surely he won't be able to punch in on like just sort of the lower stomach part of the Rock. And then boom, before I know it, we're in pretty tight on that area.
What have I done? Yeah.
Punched in on that.
I punched in on that. And like, and here's the thing. This is like for like real iMovie heads only. So like, yo, I'm sorry. Like if you're at home listening right now and you're like, this feels like the alien language in that Amy Adams movie.
No, our audience will get it.
I get it. There's something. So there's a very famous man named Ken Burns. He's like one of the most, like he's truly like in the world of editing. Mm-hmm. He would be like the Thelma Schoonmaker. Like, I mean, that's how like it's like boom.
He's Ed Burns' brother. He's one of the brothers McMullen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, like that guy does not get enough credit. Burns. Ed Burns. Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, like he made that. Then he goes on to make Shaft. He then does that Cameron Diaz movie, The Sweetest Thing. It's like you want to talk about a catalog. Like, this guy's got it, you know? He did three Marvel movies. It was, like, Howard the Duck, Marvel Presents Spider-Man, and then he did a third one that was just called Marvel, and it was, like, a 1920s, like, kind of fun. It had nothing to do with superheroes. It's just, like, people looking at electricity for the first time, and, like, that one was cool, too.
Talk about Marvel Presents Spider-Man for me, please. Because I know that movie, You
had
shared,
a big impact.
Yeah, has a big impact for you. Especially now, you know?
Yeah. So it's about a spy, and it's their name is Derman. So it's Spy Derman. And the thing is, like, this dude is, like, such a klutz. So he'll be, like, he'll paint himself, like, fully white, and he'll stand against a wall. And then you're like, but he's standing against a black wall. Like, what is happening?
He can really see you now.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, Ed Burns, like, the way he does it, he CGIs the white. So then it's a black figure against a black wall, and you're probably like, why didn't they just paint him black originally?
I am thinking, like, that,
right? But you obviously don't know enough about filmmaking, so
no, this is why don't
you,
why don't you read
a book about literally color theory once, and I think you'd understand. And I think it's weird that in the Derman movies or the Spy Derman universe, do I think it's weird that he travels everywhere on Jeffrey Epstein's plane?
The Lolita Express? Well, no, he's doing it for a good cause, you know?
Right. And people don't talk about that part of it.
Well,
right?
Think of the minds he has access to consult with. Like, if you really look at, like, who else is on the plane, it's like, okay, do I want my spy to have access to all the genius ideas of Malcolm Gladwell? Yes, I do. So let's get him on the Epstein plane. So those two can fucking chop it up.
Yeah.
And talk about why McDonald's fries don't taste good anymore.
Yeah. And how that directly relates to how me and my neighbors converse. And that's interesting.
Okay. So the other option is to get Steven Pinker and Alan Dershowitz off the Epstein plane. That is not happening. I mean, you could try.
Right. You could try. But I mean, they're kind of glued into that thing, you know.
It's a waste. You're going to be so tired by the time you get them off. You're not going to have time, you know, energy to do your spy stuff. Right. And sometimes spying has some legal implications. Not bad to have access to, like, a legal mind.
And I don't want to go off the rails too much with the Spy Derman
universe. Spy Derverse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And there's other things that happen, right? Like, of course he gets bitten by a radioactive rat, and, like, there's turtles that start doing karate, and they're called the Karate Turtles. And, like, there's kinds of, like, fun, like, things that you wouldn't expect, because, like, Spy Derman is so grounded. And then you're like, okay, wait a second. Why is this freaking turtle learning how to do karate? And you're like, this is pretty fun. And, like, again, 30,000 feet in the air, headed to an island with a movable statue. Like, that is cool. And, like, that's the kind of stuff we appreciate as viewers. Like, I want to see that on the big screen. I want to see that. I want to see Tenet 10 times.
Kevin, my card is full.
Okay.
So it's fine. Just keep going and I'll just figure it out.
I am, what I can do right now is send you strength.
Are you going to be back there?
And I hope you're feeling it as I send you all of the strength I have in this moment.
I could answer whether I'm feeling it or not, but no one would be able to hear it because my card is so full.
Well, Kevin can use
this backup.
The bad sound. We do have to go. So the way we're doing the Emmys, of course, in this moment we're having, guys, we have to go to all their house and we have to give them it and say, here it is. What do you want to say? And, like, then we move on and we go to the other house.
Right.
So, Kevin, who's some of the nominee? We also probably have to figure out who. We have to make a really good guess at who wins.
Could I screen share and you could just see them all at once?
No, just fucking read it.
Okay.
We're just looking at this. Just say it. It's two
words.
You're
literally lucky to be alive.
Okay, thank you. Like,
you should be using this moment as a blessing.
Kevin, from here on out, honestly, the rest of your life, it's all gravy. Okay?
Yeah, truly. Like,
there's bonus time.
Any bad thing that happens to you is actually good because you're alive during it. And if I ever hear you complain, I swear to God, I will find everyone who knows you and loves you, and I will put them through so much misery.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Okay, some of the people are Don Cheadle, Anthony Anderson, Rami Youssef, Eugene Levy, Ted Danson, Michael Douglas, and that's for outstanding lead in a comedy series.
Why did you say it like that?
I was enunciating. I think it must have been the internet speed. It kind of warped my voice a little.
And nope, everything was fine. It's just your just your voice.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't. Not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult. But Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so Sean's in the car and he's getting ready to go to the first house for the Emmys. So,
what's up?
Which house is this?
Yeah, which house do we go to?
Yeah,
first?
Which house is this?
Don Cheadle.
Wow. And so we have a little bit of a friendship here, and Yasser, talk about this. This is Don.
Well, here's the thing. How do you describe friendship outside of also doing chores for someone? And let me start by saying I love my work. I love that I get to get up every day, wash cars, vacuum carpets.
It's not even work to you, is it?
Well, it is because it's not because what I love. What I love is actually being there for someone. And this is me doing something for someone. Mm-hmm. There is a difference, but I guess emotionally I'm there. I guess emotionally it's happening.
We all need to be supporting each other right now. We do need to be doing chores for each other for money.
Right. And so, like, even this idea that, you know, like, we're stopping by Don's house and it's like, I had to leave his house to do this podcast.
Wow.
So I should have said something earlier and I'm a little embarrassed, but anytime you guys need something taken to him, I'm more than glad to, I'll hop on. And to be honest, if you guys need your dry cleaning picked up or, you know, just like a sweep, like a clean sweep of the spot. Mm-hmm. Let me in, masked up, gloves, got some bleach, and I'll do the thing. But yes, to say we're friends is have I been texted instructions before about getting in and like the safest way to like maintain the grounds? Yeah.
But he's not, and that you wouldn't even want him to be in the same room as you or to like be really talking to you and like saying hi and stuff for like, I mean, this, we got to be safe right now.
You got to be safe right now. And like one of the, I think one of the most, one of the best things to come out of our friendship is that he made me wear a mask before all this stuff started because he didn't want to see me. So he kind of knows what I look like. Like, it's like one of those things if outside of like a phone call, if in real life I were be given an instruction, he might be like, you're, and I'd be like, yeah, sorry. Like, oh, we've spoken before. And then I would do the chore that he asked me to do.
Sean, go ahead.
What do you want me to say, Hayes?
Well, you're going to Don Cheadle's house. Did you bring, you brought all the Emmys?
I've got a bunch of them. Yeah. Some of them got kind of messed up.
They like,
well, I left them in the hot car and a lot of them sort of melted together. And also like they look, you know, obviously I don't know where we stand on this sort of conversation these days. I obviously don't want to offend anyone, but the Emmy statue is a fucking babe. She's a fucking smoke show. Like, can we say that? Like,
it's better than saying that she's like unattractive.
Right. Which is what you said last year.
Well, okay. Yes. And I'm learning. I'm growing. Right.
Right.
And so I took the time to listen and now I'm back. I've listened. I've heard what you said, which is don't, you know, go like, woof, woof, what a dog, and say, actually this time, like, oh man, I'm getting charged up.
You also did say, who is this based on? And then you made people pull up pictures of women that you found unattractive. And you kept being like, it's got to be her, which I
doesn't this look like her?
I don't think this is a good idea. I kept saying this is not a good idea.
And a lot of the women were in the room.
And, right. And so, yeah, that's. Yeah, that wasn't great.
I obviously regret that, you know, that choice. And so what I'm doing now is I'm going, this fucking Emmy, you know, oof, this thing's going to get me in trouble, man.
And we, you know, we have changed. We've made some shit like we do want to be like conscious about this stuff. And so the Emmy was always wearing this like dress and it's like, oh, women have to wear like a dress.
Girls wear dresses. Like this kind of thing. Yeah.
And no. And so now the new award, the Emmy is wearing loose jeans.
Which has made it so much heavier. Like it really added.
Loose jeans.
And I like the amount of like laser etching that goes into that stuff is cool. They laser etched every single seam on the back tab. It says Lee Dungarees.
Yes. And you're raw selvedge denim.
Yeah. Wow.
And a lot of
straight out of the box.
There's a lot of patches on the jeans that represent some pretty cool stuff to me. Motorcycle companies, you know, the concept of peace. Woodstock, Snoopy's friend, is a very prominent patch, you know.
There's the one that says Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And under that, it says no exist. And it's like a play on the coexist one. And it's like, I'll never exist with you guys.
Yes. The Jesus fish is on there.
And he's getting fried.
So there's a lot of
Emmy
cool
statue.
Patches.
Yes. The Emmy woman, we have made an atheist.
Because we don't want to alienate anyone. If you pick any one religion for her, then it's like some people aren't going to want the statue. But if you just go like, hey, she's frying up the Jesus fish, now all of a sudden everyone can enjoy the award.
But yeah, she's very vocal about atheism.
Yeah, yeah. She has a Ricky Gervais tour t-shirt on. And it's just like, he rules. He rules.
And yeah, sticking out of her pocket is like a Christopher Hitchens book. And so that's like kind of falling out of her pocket. You could just see it peeking out.
Yeah. It's a front pocket too, which is like, why would you put a book in your front pocket? But here we are, you know.
So we have to give this, we have to give one of these to Don Cheadle. Are you at the house? Does the house like look like clean, like nicely kind of like
And I don't think it's Don Cheadle's house. I gotta tell you, I'm at this bill. I'm at the address that we kind of agreed on.
Uh huh.
This is not feeling like Don Cheadle's house to me.
What about it makes you say that?
Well, as I just step in, it is a Qdoba grill.
Well, Yasser, you've been. I mean, like, is that does Don Cheadle live in a Qdoba grill?
No. He has a QAnon grill.
Oh, wow.
And that's a separate part of the house where he hosts meetings. Maskless, everyone kisses on the way in. And then you sit down and you talk about, you know, the kids.
See, this is like, I mean, it does sound like living in Qdoba. It does sound weird. But I actually, I've heard recently that Reggie Miller has actually moved into Wendy's.
Oh, wait. Yes. I saw
He loves the breakfast so much. It was actually easier for him to actually move into Wendy's and wake up. He's got a bed in there. And like every morning he wakes up at Wendy's and he eats the breakfast. And Jordan, now this is when you'd be like,
yeah, Jordan, sharing this some is expertise. Where you're going to chime in. Yeah. Wendy's breakfast. Let's go. 12 items on that menu and their prices.
And their prices?
And the prices, come on, come on, come on.
Egg McMuffin.
Oh my God, Mick already implies McDonald's.
For $5.99.
Oh, that's my God. So expensive.
$5.99?
What are you, like George Bush one? this is very damaging to your political career, Jordan. That you're so out of touch
that you think $5.99? You can buy a McDonald's for $5.99.
Yeah. You can get a hash brown for $13.50.
Oh no. That's
paying too much for breakfast?
Yes!
Jordan, you're getting robbed. They're charging you $13.50 for a hash brown.
Wendy's are you going? Just comparatively, have you never paid for a hash brown anywhere else, Jordan?
I
what's in the benefit of the doubt? What's in the hash brown you're getting?
I asked them to put 13 hash browns all together, like a big hash brown.
Hash brown sandwich on hash brown bread.
Yes.
That's cool. That's keto. I like that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
now
I'm on
we're
that
talking.
Keto diet, so I was like,
now we're talking.
Only
okay,
hash
yeah,
browns.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is not, it sounds like it is not Don Cheadle's. As we're learning that Don Cheadle does not live at a Qdoba grill.
Sean, real quick, is the guy with the gun up front?
Yeah, he's here, but I gotta say, I don't want to insult him. He's right near me. He clearly doesn't know how the gun works.
Oh yeah, no.
The gun
I think
he's
he might
got.
Be at the wrong. I think he might be at the wrong Qdoba.
What he's doing with the gun is like, it's a little strange to me.
What's he doing?
Yeah,
is
what's
he
strange
sucking
about
on it?
He's,
well, I ding ding ding. I mean, it only took Yasser one guess.
I didn't know we were, and I just want to say I didn't know we were guessing.
Okay.
It just wasn't presented to me that way.
But I gotta hit. Yeah, but I have to give the points to my friend here, who it only took him one guess. And I gotta say, if you really understood the gun, you would not be, as Yasser so eloquently put it, sucking on it.
Yeah, but I mean, I've recently bought a gun, so I'm still learning like the tricks. You know, there's like the holster thing.
Yeah, everyone goes.
No, it's a stage in having it, but I do think that like you get over that pretty fast. You only need to make one mistake while sucking on it to go, you know what, I'm not sucking on that anymore.
Yeah. Well, but that's why you do it unloaded first, and then you start sucking on it when it's loaded.
Uh-huh.
You go, yeah, because you want to make sure that you know what it feels like weighted with the bullets, but you have to suck on it.
You're just getting, yeah, a sense of the equipment, but he's doing it in this very exploratory way where it doesn't seem like something he's comfortable with yet.
So I
don't think this is the guy you described, who the man you said would be here was very proficient with his gun.
Yeah, no, it can't be him.
Okay. Ugh. So should I go to a different house? I do think I'm at Richard Kind's house.
Okay. Well, was he in anything recently?
Is he nominated for anything?
Pull up his IMDb, Kevin.
Kevin, get
him
in.
This is what
here.
We'll do. We'll give. So based on you believe that Richard Kind lives at a Qdoba with a guy out front who has a gun but is sucking on it.
Thomas and the Magic Railroad, American Dad, At Home with Amy Sedaris.
What was his?
Let's give him one for American Dad.
He did
right?
a voice role in American Dad.
Yeah.
What was it for? What was the role?
Al Tuttle / car salesman.
So he played two roles?
Okay, so he's double dipping on that. So maybe we give him two Emmys, and that works because two of these are stuck together pretty
good.
Kind of
tangled together, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a way that you can kind of do his voice and like kind of guess what he's going to say when you give him to him?
To do Richard Kind's voice? Yeah. I think I'd do a decent Richard Kind.
Yeah. So just because, again, like I have this auditory thing, so I'm trying to,
right.
I have to like prep a lot of times for what I'm going to hear.
Sure.
And so if you could just do his voice.
If we can't use it, you can always just play the rock video, you know, like if this doesn't come out.
Yeah. But
okay.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And the winner is Richard Kind. People clap.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the Emmy. Yeah, have you seen this lately? Have you seen this award? People, you know, use this award, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't want a lovely award to President Clinton.
Sean, I gotta stop you. That was phenomenal. That sounded just like him. I'm losing it. What? This whole time?
I don't know.
Buddy.
It's dumb.
I just barely practiced.
I didn't.
Good. I mean this sincerely. In terms of like impersonations, to me, it goes, you're Richard Kind just now. Dude from Police Academy making motorcycle noise.
No.
And your first motorcycle noise number two. I'm serious.
No. And
I'm
in
serious.
Front of the motorcycle noise as well.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
one of his I've main been, noises.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, and then
that means so much to me, and I barely practiced it. That, and when you say, and I mean this sincerely, I know what's coming next is a sincere statement, and so that really hit me right in the heart. And wow, well, so that'll be his award speech. Should I go to the next house?
Yeah.
It's right next door.
Oh, they all live. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who, I mean,
Michael Douglas.
For what?
The Kaminsky Method, of course.
Kaminsky Method, yes. And we are giving Kaminsky Method its propers today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. It's one of my top shows, so I'm glad we're finally talking about it.
And what is it, and what is the award for? Does it say on the thing, Sean, what the award is for Michael Douglas in the Kaminsky Method?
A lot of it melted, so this may be a misprint.
Okay.
What it says is chow and box.
It doesn't say best anything.
It says chowin'?
That, again, this may be that the letters have been deformed by the heat.
Right.
Because I thought it would say best actor, probably.
Right.
Best lead actor in a comedy series, something like that. What it says, and it may be an error, is it says chowing box.
Well, this is a guy. How many of us have?
Yasser, you look uncomfortable. Is something.
I just. Because it feels like, and I'm going to be real with y'all for a second, like I put that under the nameplate that said Best.
Okay.
So that means the heat melted away. I did it the as award, a thing for me. Yeah.
You just know that's under there. Thank you, by the way, for doing all the nameplates. So
that was so
nice.
I was slammed, and that
engravery
really
is one of my favorite.
I was in the weeds with some.
So
of
you
this
put secret
MapQuest stuff
awards underneath.
There's secret awards under everyone's award.
That one you
there
put
is.
Talent Box for one of the only people who has like danced with death from
doing
from
such
doing
a thing
that.
Right. Mm. And to me. And look, like, I know people come to me and they're like, we know you're like a tee hee hee guy. Yes. And it's like, yeah, most times.
Tee hees and tahas and so on. Mm.
But this time I was like, I'm going to be classy. Like, this is something that someone's worked for. I'm going to hide it. Mm. I'm going to hide it in there. Like, you know, there's so many times, like, there's like certain MVP awards that, like, NBA players have won, and it's like Lil Wayne hooked up with your wife, and it says that under the main thing. But so like the main thing is like Chris Bosh, cool, and then under it, it's like Lil Wayne did something crazy, you know. And so the Channel Box thing, like, is there a way you can put the Best Actor thing back on it?
Well,
or?
I could take the B from Box and put that up front. Just, I mean, I have that. So he knows that there did say Best here. I
and
could
so then it would say
sort of
B,
slide that over.
You could say that the B, well,
B Chow and Ox.
B Chow and Ox.
Yeah, Chow and Ox. That, and that's like, I do like oxtails. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
No, yes.
It would help actually if Jordan could kind of use her breakfast studies degree to like kind of get out there and popularize having ox. For breakfast.
Yes. That would
help. If you could
us.
Actually publish a big research paper on this.
I'll make an ox sandwich for $29.99.
Okay, that seems
I was gonna say reasonable price.
Yeah, that's a premium item. It's
I
not
never
that
mind.
Crazy.
I mean $59.
Oh my god, still too cheap.
So I'm not convinced this is Michael Douglas's house either. I'm at a feed and fuel store. So it's got there's a, like chicken feed and like a big burlap sack labeled pig feed, and then there's like some drums of diesel gas here.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm catching all this right. Mm-hmm. So you were at a Qdoba. Mm-hmm. Then you were
I
at
walked.
Richard Kind's house.
I
kind of
jumped
house.
Over the hedge.
No, he
I
thinks
think it was
that Richard Kind lives in that Qdoba, yeah.
I gotcha. Think so. I think he was in the back.
Gotcha. Okay. So there's a Qdoba next to
a feed and fuel store. Feed yeah. And fuel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the humans need to feed and, yeah, I get that. All right.
Sure, yeah. Just... Michael Douglas is only human. I guess he needs fuel and feed as much as anyone, but.
Right.
I'm surprised because it's not nice.
Dave Chappelle lives on a farm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a farm, you know? This is a sort of a silo.
No, I'm saying that. No, yeah. I'm saying just more that people have chosen alternative routes of living as of recently. Right.
Yeah.
Like me, like a lot of people say. You live in a Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
About me.
No,
a lot of people say that.
Yeah,
like
I've
you
heard
said
that.
That.
I said yeah, it. I'm guilty of saying it as much as anyone.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Hayes has been like, to be clear, it's a 98 Corolla. Mm-hmm. Like just to tag it.
Yeah.
Hayes, you can own that.
Oh yeah, no, I've said that a lot, and you never say anything.
You don't respond at all.
Right.
You'll because change again, the subject a lot.
I think one of the issues with me is that I hate liars.
So you are actually having to leave that space for...
It's not my space to have.
Right.
During this time, it's not my space
the
to
liar
have.
Liar space is not one that is your space to have.
This is... I actually think it's time for liars to speak up. Like they... like. I want to hear what they have to say.
Okay. It's time for
next
me.
Next question, dude.
It's time for me.
Next question. What else?
It's kind of like question. What Louis was like. It's time for me to step back and listen to all these liars.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, I have a lot of money. I've never gotten sick.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're cool. And I'm like, hey, I'm just, what do you need? What do you need? And that's what I say. Do you need a platform? Say something that's not true. I'll retweet.
Liars.
Yeah, that's my thing, truly.
We have like to go. Sean, can you just like,
yep,
just kind of leave the other ones out in the road?
I'm just like, I'm gonna wing them at, you know, at passing cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have
I make a suggestion? Can I make a suggestion?
You can say anything to me.
Oh my God. Okay. So first of all, that's my first thing I want to say is my second thing is if you're like, instead of just giving them away, a cool way to give someone a gift is you stand over a bridge that's over a highway and you drop things over the bridge as cars are passing underneath and it'll land in their car, maybe through the windshield.
Yasser, okay. Do you have any show, like, should we save one for you, any shows you want to promote and we give you like...
Yeah, you want some of these Emmys? I mean, you're doing shows.
Again, it's like one of those things, like I have a thing full of Emmys because I have the mold here. So I'm good.
Thank you, by the way, for molding all the Emmys.
I mean, it's hard as I'm getting bit by ants, but I love it. Oh, are there any ants in the Emmys? Like, I tried to make sure I smoothed them out.
I'm seeing a bunch. Yeah, I'm seeing them. And I honestly think it adds to it.
Yeah. Some of them that like just their back part. What's that called, Sean?
A thorax? Like a thorax kind of situation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you put ants on there because you wanted ants in their pants because they're wearing pants.
So that is the effect sometimes, and that would be a good thing to say. Right. They are wearing these. Yeah, I guess you could call them pants. Really, they are dry selvage. Raw jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
some people do call them pants, but I like what Hayes is saying is the right thing. So,
but yeah, so just their thorax is captured and their front parts.
Yeah, their pentameter
are sticking out of her. We never said what she has on top, but she's wearing a big chunky sweater and suspenders. So
yeah. Uh huh.
And the sweater,
and she's
it's the sweater the kid wears in The Shining.
She's got the holes. She's got the holes where her thumbs can go through. She's a little, she's a little like what? She's like, I don't care. I'm an Emmy.
Yeah,
you know. So that actually, and I gotta say, like
one eyebrow, septum piercing.
You and Sean,
yeah.
When you guys came with that design, I was like, I like that. She's kind of just like, she's like this new school. Like, I don't know, you know, like, and I was like, what?
These Zoomers, what? Like, she's not young. She's actually pretty old, but like has that
very
like, Zoomer vibe.
Yeah,
but she.
I also like the fact that she's wearing platform jelly sandals. Like, she's taller now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Jordan didn't even mention that part. Like, she wasn't like, this is one of my favorite parts of it.
No,
and brass knuckles that say the church.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Which is weird. I mean, I wasn't clear at first.
Yeah. Is she punching the church or is the church
or
punching
the church,
you?
I mean, the church. Well, sometimes you just see the when she's punching you.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, do I think it's weird that she's wearing a thin blue line bandana? Like, of all, like, that feels like it doesn't go with the other things.
I'll just say, we had to start doing these designs a while ago, okay?
Right, yeah. This is when you could have a thin blue line bandana.
Well, actually, some people thought it was cool, okay?
Right.
It's not, this doesn't happen. Like in 1 second, it takes months to put these designs together.
At the time that we did it, it was actually cool.
But we did. I will say this: when you guys came in with the designs, I was like, okay, we have to plan for culture shifts because time. You know, the amount of time it's going to take to make these, we don't know what's going to happen. And Hayes specifically kept being like, this bandana will always be cool.
Yeah, he did double and triple down on that. And he threatened to walk off the project if we didn't make the bandana part of it. Which I was like, you know, sympathetic to. I mean,
you were
people
taking
have,
leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were take or leave. You were like, it's really fine. I just kind of came in like, here's a suggestion. And Hayes went, no way.
He went nuts. No he way. He went fucking yeah. nuts.
Yeah.
I've never seen him get
but it's
like
all
that.
There. But it's all there.
It's
so.
On there and it works. And it's a great Emmy, the most beautiful one I've ever seen.
So we did compromise on that. If you remember, when I first submitted it, it wasn't thin. I was doing a big ass blue line.
Thick blue line. This shit ain't thick enough, yeah.
Right. Well, because the original design, if I remember, was a very thick blue line with a Punisher skull.
Uh-huh. And so you're like, can we like at least make this a little thinner? It's like, yeah. All right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as we keep the Punisher skull, yeah.
Yeah, but can I say it looks good? It does look good.
Oh, no, it looks great.
Cool.
Like, it looks cool.
Yeah. Divorced from any meaning, it looks cool. And then whether you agree with what it... But the shit looks like, fucking cool.
Graphically, it's cool. Like a bunch of stripes and a Punisher skull. Just
aesthetically,
in one color, yeah.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But we do got to go. And Yasser, it's been so great to have you here. And if you want an Emmy for any of your shows, I know you have the mold, but just tell me, because I'm right. just kind of shoving them in this bag of pig feed. And I'll come back and grab them uh-huh. later. Because I got a hankering for Qdoba. I'm going to hop back over this hedge.
Cool. No, thank you so much. I just sold something to Quibi. It was a router. It was a router because they're having streaming stuff issues. Uh-huh. So I think maybe you can give me an Emmy for that if you wanted to do that.
What's it? Is it like a Cisco or...
It's ALT something.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's one of the nicer ones.
Okay.
Aris, sorry, ARRIS.
Oh, well, we'll plug that for sure. So, check out Quibi and thank Yasser when you're able to watch your show. He sold them an Aris router. And then thanks so much for being here. I'm so sorry. My card filled up, everyone.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.